she is opening her heart. That's Madonna at 6.5 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday. Now, you know, on a Thursday afternoon after the 4 o'clock news, we welcome Eamon Dowling, who I called Eamon Holmes the other day, much to his amusement. Did you ever watch Eamon Holmes on the British news?
I used to, Dave, overseas, and I used to think we had, when I was in primary school, secondary school, our English teacher that we had was called Eamon Holmes as well.
Oh, really?
Mm. And I thought it was the same fella that was on the TV. Well, obviously,
but he must have looked a bit different.
Looked a little bit like him, all right.
Okay, so it's Wine of the Week, the Topps Wine of the Week. Again, we have a white. It's a recurring theme. Eamon is being particularly partial to the white varietals, and the Sauvignon Blanc, I think, is between the Chardonnay and the Sauvignon Blanc. These are the hits of the year.
Well, coming into summer, Dave, as well. Yeah. Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnay. Just now we'll be doing rosés as well, so we'll be spicing it up a little bit with a mixture of both.
Okay. Now, this one is a Sauvignon Blanc from 2022 from Thelema Mountain Vineyards. Thelema, you name it, you call it what you want. Potato, patata, tomato, tomato, makes no difference as long as you enjoy the wine. A typical Thelema Sauvignon Blanc with characteristics of tropical fruits, melons and gooseberries. Again, it's a fruit salad with underlying tones of pineapple and passion fruit. You see, zesty palate, all in perfect balance. So, this is essentially what Sauvignon Blanc from Thelema is all about, the 2022 varietal. You have had a preview. What is your verdict?
I think it's an excellent Sauvignon Blanc, Dave, that's from Thelema Farm itself. They're obviously located in Stellenbosch on the slopes of the Simmersberg Mountains, just over 530 metres above sea level. So it's nice, cool climate, nice rich soils that they have there. And a little bit of history on the farm. Giles Webb bought a farm and his wife back in 1983.
When you say he bought a farm and his wife, you mean he and his wife bought a farm? Because otherwise someone's going to complain. You can't buy wives, not even in the Cape.
I'm telling you. My goodness. So Giles and his wife, Barbara, bought a farm in 1983.
EIEIO.
Giles was formerly from KZN in Durban, studying to be an accountant, and gave it all up to become a winemaker, which is very unusual.
It is.
Very, very unusual. I've known a few winemakers in the...
Accountants that have given up accounting to drink a lot of wine, but not to make it.
Not to make it, yes. I know a few of them as well. But their first wines were released in 1983. And by the late 90s, Dave, Thelema wines, within a month of the release, the whole range was sold out in a month.
Wow.
So they're very, very established. Very, very established. They also do their Thelema Cab, which is very, very good as well, from that area of Stellenbosch as well. Nice, cool climate as well. And then the name, the Webb family, described the team, the Webb, well, that Barbara and Giles described the family vineyards, the Thelema farm, as the most beautiful place on earth. So it's one of those places that maybe we'd all have to pay a visit to at some stage.
The most beautiful place on earth. I think that's a definite. We've got to do that.
We've got to go there and
see
what
it's like. We should arrange a competition, you know. We should do that, a radio competition, so that you, dear listener, can enjoy the company of Eamon and Dave. I mean, wow! Forget about the most beautiful place on earth. We'll just go sit around the corner and
we'll just drink the Sauvignon Blanc.
No, it's a great idea.
But there's a little bit of history on the farm as well, Dave. They do, just to go into it a little bit, I normally don't. Giles also located a farm close by in Elgin and bought that farm as well. And they have another range of wines that falls under the stable from Thelema, but it goes under the name of the Sunderland wines. So he's also there and very clued up, and they're also very, very good wines that he's making from there. But that's a different story. We're talking about the Thelema, and one of the red wines that they make is the Thelema Rabilis, The Rabbit Eye is a premium Bordeaux blend that they make. It gets its name from a monk that was in France on the Loire from a monastery that was there, I presume, originally in the 16th century. And they call it the Abbey of Tilimi. It's French. So that's where the name Tilima, where they got the name Tilima from. And then if you look at the label, they've got, everybody says it's an eagle. It's not an eagle. It's a phoenix.
Phoenix. Yeah,
it's a phoenix. And the phoenix goes back through ancient history as one of those that's reborn and turns that falls to dust and is reborn back into the Tilima. And Giles Webb now, their family, not Lotto, their crest, the family crest is actually a phoenix. And Barbara's maiden name, which would be McLean, their family crest was also their phoenix as well. So they've incorporated that into the label, which I think is very, very good.
Okay. Well, that's a lovely bit of history. Why don't we pop a cork or twister cap, take a sip, and we'll come back and tell you what it tastes like. How about that? Here's you two in the meantime. There's another Irishman for you.
One of the best.
Yeah, Bono, Angel of Harlem with the group U2 of the album Rattle and Hum. And what is the verdict, Eamon? We have quaffed liberally of the Tilima Sauvignon Blanc 2022. And the verdict is? Well, I think it's extremely pleasant. I mentioned to you that I was almost tempted to drink it like a lemonade. It's that easy to drink.
It's very it's a 2022 vintage, so it's become much softer, more elegant in the last year, Dave, since when it's bottled. And that acidity that you'd normally get in a 23 is not there. It's got a little bit, but it's not over the top. It's just a little bit on there. Doesn't the size of your palate. Yeah. It doesn't catch you at all.
It's possibly a little sweeter than one might be expecting. It definitely has quite a sweetness to it that some people would be charmed by.
There is that little bit of sweetness. I think that would be down to, I'd say that sweetness that you're picking up is the fruit. It's the fruit that's in there. It's just become
so more elegant. They were not lying when they described the tasting notes as tropical fruit, melon, gooseberry, underlying notes, tones of pineapple and passion fruit, zesty palate, all in perfect balance. It's there. It is definitely. I would imagine it would benefit from being served chilled
a little bit more than what we've had there.
Yeah, I think they would bring it out a little bit more, but it was extremely pleasant. And ultimately, as my late journalist friend Derek Taylor, who was a great wine aficionado, a friend of John Platter's, he would always talk about a wine that he would enjoy as quaffable.
I think this is one of them. Yeah. This will be one of them.
Absolutely. So there it is. What else is happening in the world of Tops at Lifestyle?
Well, Dave, this we'll be tasting this the weekend as per normal on Saturday and Sunday between 12 and 2. So if you're in the Tops, come and try it. It's retailing at $144.99 a bottle, which is not bad for
respectable
a premium
price.
Sauvignon Blanc. Then we've got our Inverloch Gin competition, which has started already. Great competition. You buy any bottle of Inverloch Gin and you stand a chance to win yourself a beautiful luxury custom-made liquor cabinet valued at 35,000 Rand.
Yo.
So that's a lovely prize to get. And all you have to do is buy any of the Inverloch Gin, the Amber, the Classic. Write your name and phone number on the back of your tail slip and place it in the entry box at the back of the tails. And it's at the moment, it's on special at $4.99 a bottle. So it's a good price. For the gin, nice premium gin as well. And I think it's, well, at the end of the day, if you buy the, even if you don't buy the gin, or if you buy the gin, you don't drink it. There's a big prize at the end of the day of 35,000.
Ah, what do you see? So there it is. Totally, and you've got to be in it to win it. So that's all hugely exciting. Wine tasting on the weekend with Eamon and the team from 12 to 2, and both days.
Yes, both days, Saturday, Sunday. And today, Thursday, and tomorrow, Friday, we've got Carter's Distillery, who are tasting their French oak aged rum in the store in a nice experimental room at the back of the store where we keep our cigars.
Oh,
and
really?
That's from 2 to 6 today, Thursday, and tomorrow, Friday. And
was that the rum that you brought in with you with a hint of lime?
A hint of lime in it.
And something. And it's absolutely delicious.
It is totally different. I had a glass when I was coming across, but I dropped it.
Well, then the ants were singing your praises all day, because one for them. So there it is. That's always something exciting happening at Tops at Lifestyle, one of the premier liquor stores in the country, if not the premier liquor store. And Eamon Dowling, who is on his chest, he carries the label liquor specialist. I would say wine wizard.
I wouldn't go that far, Dave. All I need is a wand.
Yeah, the Harry Potter of wine. And we'll catch up in a week's time with more.
Definitely, Dave.
If you've just joined us and you're wondering what it's all about, it'll be up as a podcast very shortly under Wine of the Week from Tops at Lifestyle. You're on the Afternoon.